Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат 2 раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях 1.4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись 2. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A.
Dear all, my name's Linda, and I'm going to be your guide on this excursion. There are 12 people in today's group. Our driver, Jeff, is in his place too, so we're ready to go. Before we set off, I want to give you these boxes with your lunch. Our excursion lasts 4 hours. We've packed some food for you so that you won't feel hungry. I also have to remind you about safety rules. Your bags should be placed on the shelves above your head, and your safety belt should be fastened.
Text B.
Hi, Tom, it's Bob. Look, you know that we are rehearsing a play for our Christmas concert. The thing is that one of my classmates, who was supposed to play the part of a street musician, has got sick. Could you be the street musician instead of him? Please, don't worry. You won't have to memorize anything. You'll just have to sit at the back of the stage playing your guitar. I really don't know anyone else who could play the guitar so well. Waiting for your call.
Text C.
What are you reading, Jeff? Is it for your science exam?
No, Mum, don't worry. I'll pass the exam. Science is easy. All you need is to understand the logic.
When I was at school, science was difficult for me, though I loved it.
You were top of the class in languages, and I'm hopeless at French. I've got the lowest grades. The grammar is messy and illogical.
It's complicated, right, but not messy. You need to read more in French, and you'll like it.
Probably. I got an A in computer technology, by the way.
Well done! You always get A's in it. Your teacher says you've got a gift for computers.
Text D.
Any plans for tomorrow, Sue? I'm going to the swimming pool. How about joining me?
No, Ben, thank you. I've caught a cold, and the swimming pool is the last place I would like to go to.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know. Probably you should see the doctor tomorrow.
No, no need. It's not that serious. I just feel like staying at home tomorrow. Watching a film, having tea with lemon, just a lazy day.
Sounds tempting, especially in weather like this. It's absolutely freezing outside. It will be worse tomorrow.
How about joining me?
Sorry, I can't miss my training sessions, whatever the weather is like.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Text A.
Dear all, my name's Linda, and I'm going to be your guide on this excursion. There are 12 people in today's group. Our driver, Jeff, is in his place too, so we're ready to go. Before we set off, I want to give you these boxes with your lunch. Our excursion lasts 4 hours. We've packed some food for you so that you won't feel hungry. I also have to remind you about safety rules. Your bags should be placed on the shelves above your head, and your safety belt should be fastened.
Text B.
Hi, Tom, it's Bob. Look, you know that we are rehearsing a play for our Christmas concert. The thing is that one of my classmates, who was supposed to play the part of a street musician, has got sick. Could you be the street musician instead of him? Please, don't worry. You won't have to memorize anything. You'll just have to sit at the back of the stage playing your guitar. I really don't know anyone else who could play the guitar so well. Waiting for your call.
Text C.
What are you reading, Jeff? Is it for your science exam?
No, Mum, don't worry. I'll pass the exam. Science is easy. All you need is to understand the logic.
When I was at school, science was difficult for me, though I loved it.
You were top of the class in languages, and I'm hopeless at French. I've got the lowest grades. The grammar is messy and illogical.
It's complicated, right, but not messy. You need to read more in French, and you'll like it.
Probably. I got an A in computer technology, by the way.
Well done! You always get A's in it. Your teacher says you've got a gift for computers.
Text D.
Any plans for tomorrow, Sue? I'm going to the swimming pool. How about joining me?
No, Ben, thank you. I've caught a cold, and the swimming pool is the last place I would like to go to.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know. Probably you should see the doctor tomorrow.
No, no need. It's not that serious. I just feel like staying at home tomorrow. Watching a film, having tea with lemon, just a lazy day.
Sounds tempting, especially in weather like this. It's absolutely freezing outside. It will be worse tomorrow.
How about joining me?
Sorry, I can't miss my training sessions, whatever the weather is like.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите каждому высказыванию, соответствующую его содержанию, рубрику из списка 1-6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about coffee. Now we would like to present their opinions to you. Speaker A.
If you ask me, well, I can't imagine my morning without a cup of strong coffee. It gives me the strength to get up. And even the smell of fresh coffee can improve my mood significantly. It gives me the drive for the entire day. I know some people consider drinking coffee unhealthy, but in my opinion, one cup will do me no harm, I believe. On the contrary, after a cup of good coffee, I feel I have enough power to change the world for the better.
Speaker B.
I love coffee.
When I shop for food, I always go to a small coffee stall in the supermarket and smell all the kinds of coffee that one can find there. There is coffee with chocolate, coffee with different fruits, coffee with anything. There is also green coffee and exotic, expensive kinds of coffee as well. I would like to try all kinds of coffee which they sell there because they have coffee for any weather or occasion. Speaker C.
Coffee is incredibly tasty and may be a good source of energy in the morning, but I don't drink it. I've read that coffee makes your blood pressure high and can give you a strong headache. It can also cause problems with your stomach and some other illnesses as well. So a cup of coffee in the morning is certainly tempting, but still, no thank you. I avoid drinking coffee because I take care of my health. Besides, coffee is very expensive.
Speaker D.
I don't know why many people think that coffee is unhealthy. Well, anything can be unhealthy if you eat or drink too much of it. Even fruits and vegetables can do you harm. However, doctors say that drinking coffee is actually good for you, as it improves your mood and stimulates your body. They also believe that a cup of coffee a day helps prevent heart problems. That's a good reason to drink coffee in reasonable quantities.
Speaker E.
I love coffee. Of course, I understand that drinking coffee has both pluses and minuses, and can influence our body in different ways. Still, I think one cup of coffee in the morning is a must, but it must be really good coffee, which is certainly not cheap. High-quality coffee costs a fortune and must be bought in special shops, not in supermarkets. Various coffee flavors are nice, but flavors add to the cost of coffee itself as well.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about coffee. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A.
If you ask me, well, I can't imagine my morning without a cup of strong coffee. It gives me the strength to get up, and even the smell of fresh coffee can improve my mood significantly. It gives me the drive for the entire day. I know some people consider drinking coffee unhealthy, but in my opinion, one cup will do me no harm, I believe. On the contrary, after a cup of good coffee, I feel I have enough power to change the world for the better.
Speaker B.
I love coffee. When I shop for food, I always go to a small coffee stall in the supermarket and smell all the kinds of coffee that one can find there. There is coffee with chocolate, coffee with different fruits, coffee with anything. There is also green coffee and exotic, expensive kinds of coffee as well. I would like to try all kinds of coffee which they sell there because they have coffee for any weather or occasion.
Speaker C.
Coffee is incredibly tasty and may be a good source of energy in the morning, but I don't drink it. I've read that coffee makes your blood pressure high and can give you a strong headache. It can also cause problems with your stomach and some other illnesses as well. So a cup of coffee in the morning is certainly tempting, but still, no thank you. I avoid drinking coffee because I take care of my health. Besides, coffee is very expensive.
Speaker D.
I don't know why many people think that coffee is unhealthy. Well, anything can be unhealthy if you eat or drink too much of it. Even fruits and vegetables can do you harm. However, doctors say that drinking coffee is actually good for you, as it improves your mood and stimulates your body. They also believe that a cup of coffee a day
helps prevent heart problems. That's a good reason to drink coffee in reasonable quantities.
Speaker E.
I love coffee. Of course, I understand that drinking coffee has both pluses and minuses and can influence our body in different ways. Still, I think one cup of coffee in the morning is a must, but it must be really good coffee, which is certainly not cheap. High-quality coffee costs a fortune and must be bought in special shops, not in supermarkets. Various coffee flavors are nice, but flavors add to the cost of coffee itself as well.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6.11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленное им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова без артиклей из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Thank you for taking part in our survey. I promise it won't take you long.
It's okay, I've got time. I'm waiting for my truck to be loaded, and then we'll set off.
Do you drive a truck?
Yes, I'm a professional driver, and have driven different vehicles from taxis to trucks.
It must be an interesting job, though a difficult one.
Right. My parents wanted me to be an accountant, but I chose driving. And I have never regretted my choice. You'll never believe how many countries I've seen.
And how many countries have you been to?
Let me count. 30. Yes, 30.
It's impressive.
Yeah, I love being on the move, meeting new people, talking with them.
As you work internationally, do you speak any foreign languages? Spanish, probably, or German?
Neither of them, only French. I learned it at school, and now practice it, but I'm in French-speaking countries. Foreign languages are not as important for my job as it may seem. People speak English almost everywhere, so there's no need to be a polyglot.
I see. And did you go to school in Britain?
Yes, in Oxford, my native city. I was born there and went to school there. I enjoyed living in Oxford, but when I finished school, we moved to Manchester. I'm a Manchester United fan, of course.
I'm their fan, too. And is it difficult to be on the move all the time? Do you always have proper meals?
Yes, sure. We need to eat proper food to be healthy, and we have medical checkups very often. It's believed that drivers drink lots of coffee.
Isn't that true?
No, it isn't. My favorite drink, for example, is juice. I've always got a few cartons of juice in the portable fridge.
And what about exercising?
Sure, I go swimming. I find it the most effective way to relax after a long drive. I used to play rugby, but I was at school when I last played it.
Right. And a few more questions, if you do not mind.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Thank you for taking part in our survey. I promise it won't take you long.
It's okay, I've got time. I'm waiting for my truck to be loaded, and then we'll set off.
Do you drive a truck?
Yes, I'm a professional driver, and have driven different vehicles from taxis to trucks.
It must be an interesting job, though a difficult one.
Right. My parents wanted me to be an accountant, but I chose driving, and I have never regretted my choice. You'll never believe how many countries I've seen.
And how many countries have you been to?
Let me count. 30. Yes, 30.
It's impressive.
Yeah, I love being on the move, meeting new people, talking with them.
As you work internationally, do you speak any foreign languages? Spanish, probably, or German?
Neither of them, only French. I learned it at school, and now practice it, but I'm in French-speaking countries. Foreign languages are not as important for my job as it may seem. People speak English almost everywhere, so there's no need to be a polyglot.
I see. And did you go to school in Britain?
Yes, in Oxford, my native city. I was born there and went to school there. I enjoyed living in Oxford. But when I finished school, we moved to Manchester. I'm a Manchester United fan, of course.
I'm their fan, too. And is it difficult to be on the move all the time? Do you always have proper meals?
Yes, sure. We need to eat proper food to be healthy, and we have medical checkups very often. It's believed that drivers drink lots of coffee.
Isn't that true?
No, it isn't. My favorite drink, for example, is juice. I've always got a few cartons of juice in the portable fridge.
And what about exercising?
Sure, I go swimming. I find it the most effective way to relax after a long drive. I used to play rugby, but I was at school when I last played it.
Right. And a few more questions, if you do not mind.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.